Good afternoon at 12 noon. We're at 70 degrees, Rusty.
That's the high for the day. Sunny skies as well.
The city of Sheboygan's 2014 budget ready for final action. City Council held a public hearing on that spending plan last night. No one spoke up. As proposed, the budget totals $52.5 million, an increase of about 1%. Finance Committee Chairman Don Hammond says barring any changes, it'll mean a slight increase in the tax rate for city services next year.
About 11 cents, yeah, somewhere between 8 and 11 cents, which, interestingly enough, puts us back to where tax rates were in 2012 before we were able to close a TIF and get that one-time benefit of having that. So for most people, it'll be, you know, less than $20 increase in their property taxes from the city.
The budget will come back before the council for final action in 2 weeks. Tax bills go out in December.
The FBI and Calumet County authorities say they have no leads in the release of 2,000 mink from a farm near New Holstein last weekend. The FBI calls the incident domestic terrorism, an indication that an animal rights group was responsible. The owners of Bonlander Farm said they are still missing about 100 mink. The rest have been recovered.
Rusty, there's another recent incident in Minnesota.
Yes, southeast Minnesota, a farm either late Sunday night, early Monday morning had several hundred mink taken out.
Don't know if they're related or not, but interesting. Asbestos has been found in a rock sample at the proposed Gogebic Taconite iron ore mine. One opposing group says the project should be scrapped. DNR geologists suspected the carcinogen during a visit to the mine in northern Wisconsin this spring. Yesterday, DNR confirmed those suspicions. Still don't know the extent of the asbestos. Gojibik says they'll conduct their own studies to determine the extent.
Wisconsin's outgoing attorney general says a prosecutor would be his best replacement. J.B. Van Hollen announced yesterday he will not seek a third term. Several people are already expressing interest. Waukesha County D.A. Brad Simel, a Republican, says he may make an announcement in a couple of days. Democrats John Richards of Milwaukee and Chris Taylor of Madison are also considering a bid.
Well, Governor Scott Walker says a Democrat running for governor represents the failed policies of the past. Walker was in Eau Claire yesterday and responding to the announcement from Democrat Mary Burke, Madison school board member and former Trek bicycle executive, who announced yesterday she'll run for governor.
It's a real choice, forward or backward. I think we offer a great platform reform going forward. I think whomever ends up being our ultimate opponent will take us back to the failed policies of the previous few years.
Close to 1,100 jobs will be coming to Kenosha with a planned 1 million square foot Amazon.com distribution center in a newly created business park near the interstate. Following city council approval yesterday, Jeffrey Zeigler, vice president of KTR Capital Development Partners, said Kenosha was chosen for several reasons.
The location, both the major metropolitan area as well as the infrastructure, is a big item. The employee base, there's good labor here, but you're right next to I-94.
Aside from the location, Zeigler also cited the state's pro-business climate.
The administration in Kenosha was excellent to work with, and as someone who, this is our fifth facility, we've developed about 14 million square feet around the country. This is definitely a pro-business state and a local municipality.
Zeigler says project work could start as soon as next week. Kenosha Mayor Keith Bozeman says the average wages will be just over $13 an hour at the facility.
A Sheboygan man who was sleeping or passed out in his wheelchair in the middle of the street over the weekend now facing two felony charges. 38-year-old Carl Sonneman Jr. charged with battery to a police officer and discharging bodily fluids at the officer after the officer tried to arouse him and get him out of the street. Authorities said it happened about 9 o'clock Sunday night in the 2200 block of Sunflower Avenue. As the officer attempted to question Sonneman, he allegedly struck the officer in the head and attempted to spit on him. The officer eventually got Sonneman out of his wheelchair. He was handcuffed and taken into custody. He's now facing up to 12 years in prison. Also had an incident in Waukesha yesterday involving a wheelchair, Rusty.
Well, this one is good news because a man made a life-or-death decision to save a man from getting hit by a train. Eric Grillert has more.
It seems like a scene straight out of a movie.
When I first ran across, I saw the train coming and the light on, and I sort of gave him a wave to the train there, the conductor. And I never looked up again because I didn't think we had enough time.
That's Ed Gake describing the tense moments before he pulled a man in a wheelchair off of the train tracks in Waukesha. Michael Lapp says he got stuck when the front wheels of his chair got caught between the tracks. Now he's calling Gake a hero.
He just did it out of the kindness of his heart. He just grabbed me.
Gake says he didn't have any other choice. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Another baby has died in Milwaukee from unsafe sleeping conditions. Medical examiner's office said a three-month-old girl was sleeping in the same bed as her mother. Another youngster and the infant became unconscious. She was sleeping with her mother and another youngster. The infant then became unconscious. They could not revive the little girl. Firefighters tried, but unsuccessful. She's the 12th known infant to die from unsafe sleeping conditions in Milwaukee this year.
The president of the Detroit Lions has apologized for obscenities and offensive remarks that center Dominic Raiola made to the UW-Madison marching band at Sunday's Packers game. Among other things, he shouted obscenities to a trombone player and a female band member. Raiola says the story has been blown out of proportion, but apparently his bosses don't agree. Detroit coach Jim Schwartz says he is also looking into the incident. An apology has been issued by the team.
Yeah, rightly so. 70 degrees right now. How's the forecast look, Rusty?
Sunny skies through the rest of your work week.
That's a look at our news this noon. Mike Kinzel, Rusty Melberg with you. Now we get back to Rush Limbaugh.